Chapter 4. Clever as a Fox. How an Obscure Russian Scientist Revealed Domestication's Secret. Anyone familiar with 20th century Russian history would tell me Siberia was the last place I should be heading. Although the area was once known for its scientific intelligentsia, Stalin's three-decade rule left the field of biology in a shambles from which it has yet to recover. When Stalin assumed power in 1924, it was clear his biggest challenge would be to stop the entire country from starving to death. Stalin's policies, including forcing peasants to work on common land to produce grain that was distributed by the government, created the worst man-made famine in history. Stalin knew that hungry peasants were angry peasants. No matter how many millions he sent to forced labor camps, there were millions more ready to stage an uprising unless he fed them. What Stalin needed was a miracle of science. He needed crops to flourish at twice the speed with half the water. He needed fat heads of wheat to shoot toward the silvery winter sun. He needed potatoes to swell and fatten beneath the frozen soil. Unfortunately, he turned his back on the one branch of science that could help him. Survival of the fittest, caricatured as the strong thriving and the weak perishing, smacked of the bourgeois oppression of the working class. So along with some of the worst crimes in modern history, Stalin turned his back on the new Darwinian science of genetics that would eventually revolutionize agriculture. Let them eat peas. And it was a truly new and exciting science. Although Darwin knew traits could be passed from one generation to the next, he was not sure how. The irony is that a copy of a scientific paper was reportedly found in Darwin's library after he died that could have solved everything. Gregor Mendel was an obscure Austrian monk who became known as the father of genetics after his death. Like Darwin, Mendel was interested in inheritance and how characteristics were passed on from one generation to the next. However, when Mendel started his experiments in 1856, he knew nothing of Darwin or the theory of natural selection. On the Origin of Species would not be published for another 3 years. Over 7 years, Mendel cultivated around 29,000 pea plants. He chose different physical traits in the